Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin has dispatched 500 National Guard troops, and hundreds of nearby police officers will also be available as a precaution to ensure public safety during the conclusion of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha. Closing arguments are scheduled for today. The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in @ic.fbi.gov. The email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to use his first virtual meeting with President Biden to warn the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. That's according to Chinese state media editorials printed on Monday. Xi and Biden are scheduled to meet virtually on Tuesday morning, Beijing time, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The mayor of Houston, Democrat Sylvester Turner, on Twitter Sunday mourned the death of a 9-year-old boy who suffered serious injuries while attending the Astroworld Music Festival earlier this month in the city. Ezra Blunt was in a coma since the incident. 10 have now lost their lives since the stampede of nearly 50,000 people. 5 Republican senators have promised to withhold support from any Democrat spending bill if the bill doesn't include funding for the border wall. In a letter to their colleagues, the 5 senators said they could not support continuing funding for the government if the border is not made secure. These included Senators Mike Braun of Indiana, Marco Rubio from Florida, Mike Lee of Utah, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, and Ted Cruz of Texas. An 11-year-old girl was the sole survivor of a plane crash on an island in Lake Michigan on Saturday that killed 4 people, including her father, Mike Perdue. The young child is reporting her father shielded her as the plane fell from the sky. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
President Biden's comptroller of the currency nominee says she wants fossil fuel businesses to go bankrupt, all in the name of climate change. Soli Omarova, back in February on Jane Family Institute.
Here what I'm thinking about is primarily coal industry and oil and gas industry. A lot of the smaller players in that industry are going to probably go bankrupt in short order. At least we want them to go bankrupt if we want to tackle climate change, right?
The White House says she will testify this week before the Senate Banking Committee. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax over the weekend says the hyper-partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. Mr. Meadows was subpoenaed by the group and did not show up.
Got me in the middle of it, where we've got a president that is, in President Trump, that is saying that he wants to claim executive privilege. There's case law that would suggest that that's appropriate. Yep. You've got Congress that's saying, no, we're not going to do that. We're they're going to hold you in contempt if you don't show up. Hopefully, the courts will weigh in. We'll be looking to see what the coming days will provide there. But you hit it right, Rob. I mean, part of this is that Congress has gotten so hyper partisan, and candidly, this committee is more interested in politics than they are really solving real problems.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
You're rolling with us because this is what it requires. This is what We the People is all about. It's not about a party. It's about the American idea. It's the fact that we're on Team USA. We're all wearing the same colors, red, white, and blue. We're on standby right now. We're expecting a call from overseas from retired U.S. Army Colonel Lawrence Sellin, who is just joining us now. A little bit of his background. He is retired. He's retired from also an international career in business and medical research with 29 years of service in the U.S. Army Reserve and a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq. You need to know that he spent a significant amount of his Army career assigned to Fort Detrick, the Army base in Maryland that hosts major elements of U.S. biodefense programs. Colonel Sellin, it will be talking about COVID-19 and the Chinese People's Liberation Army's biowarfare programs. Colonel Sellin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Well, Colonel, to this day, we're told, you know, everyday people can't ask any questions. We're just supposed to fall in line, forget about how a COVID originated. The government is saying, we've got that. Dr. Fauci is saying, we've got that handled. But yet at every turn, the misinformation keeps mounting. The outright deception and lies are just racking the brains and bruising the brains of everyday citizens that are just saying, just give it to me straight here. Hopefully, with you coming on, you can tell us what's going on and also get back to the root of all this, because that's the other prevailing question that people are asking is, and look at, did this in fact come from Wuhan? Did the Chinese actually perpetrate this? Because we've had, we've had scientists from China who were involved in this research who have left China at the risk of their own life and all kinds of problems for their family left in China to come here and tell America and to tell the world what really happened. But that's being tamped down. Whether it's social media or our own government doesn't seem to want us to know the whole truth and nothing but.
Well, since the beginning of the pandemic, Bill, in January 2020, I've been looking into three areas: the laboratory origin of COVID-19 and the structure of China's biowarfare program, and actually the massive infiltration of Chinese scientists, many of which are from the People's Liberation Army, into U.S. research laboratories. Now, I can tell your audience for sure, based on, over 1,000 scientific articles, that I've read and having worked at the Infectious Disease Center at Fort Detrick, that COVID-19 was made in a laboratory. There are a number of smoking guns, but there is one in particular called the furin cleavage site, which is a small structure within the virus. Now, this structure does not exist in any of over 1,000 close bat coronavirus relatives. So this particular structure could not have evolved in nature and had to be inserted in a laboratory in China.
So clearly, this was manufactured.
Absolutely.
Okay. So now that we know that it's manufactured, what conclusions do we draw from this?
Well, the first conclusion you can draw from this is that it is actually part of China's biowarfare program. It's a very extensive program, and it exists actually at three levels. The first level is a secret military level, and that is comprised of military research centers and military hospitals. Now, layered on top of that are the Chinese universities, their so-called civilian research centers like the Wuhan Institute of Virology, mm-hmm. and even Chinese companies. Now, it is this. People should know that there's no difference between military and civilian research in China. But this middle layer of the universities and the private and the civilian research centers is actually the way the People's Liberation Army tap into international expertise. And for over 30 years, they've been sending Chinese scientists to the United States essentially to steal knowledge, skills, and technology and bring them back to China. And this has been going on for 30 years and is still going on. So they're not only stealing knowledge, skills, and technology, they're actually using U.S. funding, in particular from Anthony Fauci at the NIH, to help fund their biowarfare program.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of Dr. Fauci, since you brought him up, of course, we've seen him, report to Congress what seems to be, just flat out lies about gain of function. I mean, there seems to be kind of an inartful dodge around wording and what gain of function represents. But he's been, recorded on several occasions as referring to gain of function. And when he does that, he does it in a way that clearly you come away with the impression that he's a promoter of gain of function. Is that a fair conclusion?
Oh, yeah, he absolutely is a promoter of gain of function, and has actually said so publicly in speeches, 10 years ago, for example, and
right.
He continued to be a supporter of it. Now, gain of function is responsible for the COVID-19 virus, but it has not stopped. There's actually the gain of function experimentation funded by Anthony Fauci is continuing. I can give you an example of a Chinese scientist trained in China, come to the United States as a professor at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, is published a paper last year of gain of function on Zika virus with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And if you look at the acknowledgement sections, he thanks a member of the People's Liberation Army for helping designing and executing those experiments. So not only is gain of function continuing, we're continuing to fund experiments that help China, in particular China's biowarfare program.
Why would Dr. Fauci partner with the Chinese? Outside of the fact that as a scientist, I mean, he wants, maybe he can't get away with gain of function research in the United States, although up until not that long ago, they were doing, and some have said they're still doing gain of function research in this country. Is that correct?
Well, I don't know the answer to that in this country, but there are certainly scientists in this country, the one I just mentioned, who is a scientist trained in China, who is working with Chinese laboratories who are doing gain of function as we speak. So in a sense, if it's not physically done in the United States, and this is the same about the COVID-19 controversy, is the gain of function was not done in the United States, but the U.S. funding was used to to pay for gain-of-function studies inside China, and that is still going on.
What's the difference between gain-of-function and biological warfare that was outlawed after World War II?
Well, gain-of-function is just simply taking a natural virus, for example, and manipulating it.
I'll tell you what, Colonel, we're going to be going to break here, and this seems like I want to give you some more time and make sure it's easy for the audience to understand how you're going to break this down for us. So we've got more from Lieutenant Colonel Lawrence Sullen on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
And we're back back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. U.S. Army Colonel Lawrence Sellin, who's now retired and also is a PhD, retired from an international career in business and medical research with 29 years of service in the U.S. Army Reserve and a veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq. Spent a significant amount of his Army career assigned to Fort Detrick, the Army base in Maryland that hosts major elements of the U.S. biodefense program. And we're talking about COVID and all its implications and what's behind it all. What was the intent of the communist Chinese? Was this an accident or was it purposeful? Are we to believe what some Chinese scientists have said, that this was, in fact, purposeful? That it wasn't an accident. And Colonel, I don't necessarily want you to answer that question, maybe down the road if you feel comfortable in answering that. This was, a Chinese virologist who was there at Wuhan that made that statement. But what you were explaining to the audience before we went to break was, the process of gain of function. So I want you to pick it up from there.
Yeah, gain of function are simply laboratory techniques that you use, for example, to make a harmless virus and enhance it in terms of infectivity or transmissibility. The idea behind it was to predict a virus in nature jumping from animals to humans, and therefore if you can predict it, you can create vaccines and so on and so forth. What they ended up doing was creating a new virus itself. And as I said, this China has a huge biological warfare program that covers not only military laboratories but also civilian laboratories. Mm-hmm. And there is evidence on both sides that this particular virus, COVID-19, was either an accident or it was deliberately released. I was told by a Chinese doctor who was on the ground in Wuhan at the beginning of the outbreak of COVID-19. And according to him, a sample of COVID-19 was available in February of 2019 and was sent by the Chinese military to the Wuhan Institute of Virology to a particular scientist and his team to, test of the transmissibility of COVID-19 on non-human primates, being monkeys. Mm-hmm. But also, this particular scientist was involved with the People's Liberation Army in a test release in Wuhan. So there are pieces of evidence on both sides of that story.
Mm-hmm. So, and when you say that a test release, was that a test release on human beings or was this on animals?
According to this source, it was released in the community.
Oh, wow.
And basically what happened is that they underestimated the transmissibility and it got out of control. So this was the argument made by this particular source.
So then if you follow that process, then the Chinese, either they just say, okay, let's just go online. If there are nefarious, people there that see it as an opportunity and a grand experiment, so let's go ahead and let's put it online and spread it out all over the place, is a possibility. Or, the other deal is that we've got to try to cover this because, if this thing gets out, this could do a lot of damage and we could be held liable by the international community.
Well, certainly China took advantage of it by shutting down its own domestic air travel and allowing international air travel, allowing it to spread. In fact, there's Chinese military articles that describe the kind of spread of a respiratory disease like COVID-19 via air travel. So they published that before the outbreak. Mm-hmm. And also now they're gleaning information from how we're responding to COVID-19, in particular how it spreads epidemiologically and our overall response in terms of vaccines and therapeutics. So they're actually collecting new data that they can apply to potentially new outbreaks if they intentionally want to do that.
Yeah, if that's such the case, where is the international community on this? Are they just so up to their elbows and earlobes, fighting the disease that they don't even want to deal with holding China accountable for this?
No, I think it's probably more nefarious than that. If you look at the investments in China, in particular in the biotechnology area, it's significant. You know, you have capital companies like Morgan Stanley and Sequoia Capital who are, you know, today investing in Chinese biotechnology. So I think, you know, if you decide to challenge China for responsibility on COVID-19, there are a lot of rich and powerful people that are going to potentially lose a lot of money. And you saw that just recently, that the U.S. intelligence agencies came out with a report saying they couldn't decide whether COVID-19 came from nature or a laboratory. Now, to me, the U.S. intelligence agencies are now politically compromised, and they were essentially told to do that because there's overwhelming evidence that COVID-19 was made in a laboratory.
Right. That conclusion is so flawed, and it's obvious that they sold themselves out with that statement, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It was crystal clear to me when I read that statement, in particular because they didn't provide any information or evidence that that decision was based upon.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the rest of us around the world who are dealing with this. Now, the body count here in America is over 760,000. And even with that number, Colonel, the CDC several months ago had said that really the people that actually died of COVID is really less than 5%, which is probably half the body count of a regular flu season in America. But, of course, they're using that 760,000 number to keep us fearful and so that we will relent our liberties.
Well, that's true, Bill. Mm-hmm. The information that the government is giving us, the CDC, the NIH, and others, is skewed information. It's only part of the story. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you that even the scientific literature nowadays is contaminated politically. So whenever I read an article, I have to be very careful to see, you know, who is written it, for example, and do they have a political agenda. So, you know, it's very difficult nowadays to make, you know, medical decisions personally because the information we're getting from the government is tainted.
Exactly. And what about these vaccine mandates? I mean, will they call it a vaccine, but in all honesty, you know, as an expert in this field, you really can't call it a vaccine, can you, by true definition?
Well, it's certainly not an approved vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine. And the problem, Bill, is that it's very risky to, you know, mass vaccinate a population during a pandemic. What you're doing, viruses naturally mutate. And if you're introducing a vaccine to an entire population, for example, the virus will tend to mutate away from the effectiveness of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we're seeing such things like that. Now, you see many vaccinated people getting COVID-19. You see variants like Delta, for example. The vaccine is less effective on the Delta variant. And I just read a paper recently that came out about a month or so ago, and there's a new variant called A30. And A30 can completely evade, according to this study, completely evade the Pfizer and the AstraZeneca vaccine.
And what about our natural immunity, which they've refused to, take into consideration, it appears?
It's orders of magnitude better than the vaccine, no question about it. It lasts longer, and it's much more powerful against reinfection than any of the vaccines.
Well, I was just looking at a video from Dr. Ryan Cole, and it was a jaw-dropping moment when he said of the 16,000 time, there were 16,000 people that had died of the vaccine, and they'd only conducted one autopsy, which is astounding to him. He says in the medical community, autopsies tell you everything. It's quite suspicious that they're keeping that information and continuing to dumb us down, but we're not surprised. That's been the order of the day since day one, isn't it, Colonel?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not hearing anything about the adverse effects of these vaccines.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wisconsin has dispatched 500 National Guard troops, and hundreds of nearby police officers will also be available as a precaution to ensure public safety during the conclusion of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha. Closing arguments are scheduled for today. The FBI has confirmed its email system has been hacked, with spam email being sent to more than 100,000 people warning of a cyber attack. The emails appeared to be from addresses ending in @ic.fbi.gov. The email systems were taken offline quickly upon discovery of the issue. Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to use his first virtual meeting with President Biden to warn the United States to, quote, step back, end quote, on the Taiwan issue. That's according to Chinese state media editorials printed on Monday. Xi and Biden are scheduled to meet virtually on Tuesday morning, Beijing time, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're ready to open the books with Adam Angieski, who joins us now, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Always good to keep an update on what's going on. I mean, a lot of money is about ready, even more so, flying around out of our treasury. What's the government up to now?
So I just think at every level, it's a target-rich environment to give the government oversight. We broke a story last week that last year, incredibly, on all of the safe vaccines, the federal government paid out $250 million to those people injured or who had died from vaccine. These are the normal vaccines. These are the vaccines for influenza, for measles, mumps, chicken pox, you know, all the stuff that kids are mandated to get their vaccines to go to school and everything else, everything that's safe. And the feds admitted, and the claims were proven beyond a reasonable doubt, that these vaccines injured or killed people, and $250 million was paid out last year. However, on the fiscal year that ended September 30th of this year, $0 were paid out on the COVID vaccine. I guess that's the super safe one.
Yeah, although it's interesting, even according to theirs, I think the number is up to 17,000, and we understand rather suspiciously that those numbers could be tapped down, but 17,000 people who have died post-COVID vaccination, and doctor, I think Dr. Rick Cole is the one who did a video on this, Adam, and he said that suspiciously because, you know, in medicine, the key is, hey, show me the autopsy. And it was quite revealing when he, you know, it's actually Dr. Ryan Cole, and he said suspiciously, and this was when they were at 16,000, there had only been one autopsy done on people who had died post-COVID vaccination. I mean, that's just ludicrous. And in the world of science and medicine, this is unconscionable. So this just adds to the politicization of, you know, this whole pandemic that we're all dealing with, and people are wondering, you know, what's going on. And then now the other thing that came out recently, speaking of which, is the CDC had to address the natural immunity, that somehow there's like 140 million people who are naturally immune. Now what does that mean? Now they've been tapping down all the studies there as to how long it'll last. You know, I can tell you for myself, because I'm like my own human experiment, having gotten COVID back in March, I just did a battery of tests, and my T-cell immunity and everything as strong as ever. And my doctor, who has been monitoring this with me, has been very, very persistent about saying, don't take any medicine you don't need. Right now, absolutely, your immunity is strong. And so I go, okay, if this is the case for me at my age, what is it for others in our country who have contacted COVID and are naturally immune? But we're not hearing any information on that matter. So that's incredible.
So let's just unpack what you talked about in terms of VARS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Reporting System. Okay, that's the one that's self-reported, where people self-report or families self-report to the federal website. And you're exactly right. That has 16,000 to 17,000 family-reported cases of deaths that they attribute on a self-reported basis to the vaccine. Now, over 5,300 of those deaths are attributed on the day of the vaccine, the next day or the day after. So a third of those are recent deaths after somebody got vaccinated. Now, incredibly, there's only been 53 death claims to the federal payout website for COVID vaccine injuries and deaths. So 53 deaths of cases even reported. And that's because we delved into this. The rules, Bill, are super strict for the COVID vaccine versus a normal vaccine. So if you claim to have been injured or died because of the COVID-19 vaccine, you only have a year to file the claim. Normally, you have 3 years to file the claim. If you claim that you've been injured by the COVID vaccine, you're on your own. The fund will not cover your lawyer's fees. That differs from the normal fund that will cover your lawyer's fees. And the third thing is, if you're a child and if you've been injured or die of the COVID vaccine, there's relatively little money there for you. Let's break this down. So if you die, there's $370,000 if you can prove it. So if a child dies, they would get $370,000 to the family. But if they're injured, they don't have a job, and the COVID side of things has no payout for you know, things like you know, for if you're
loss
if you
of
don't
work
lose
or,
wages,
yeah, away from you.
Correct. If you don't lose wages, there's no payout. So kids aren't employed.
Right.
There's no payout if you're just injured.
So what happened for somebody who's unemployed? I guess it's
a
projected loss of wage.
You can get up to $50,000 for 7 years if you can prove that you were injured by the COVID vaccine and can't work. So if you're unemployed, you have no – I don't think you probably have a cost. Here's the phrase that I was looking for if you're a child. There's no payout for pain and suffering and emotional distress. And that differs from the normal vaccine fund, where there is payout for pain, suffering, and emotional distress. So things are a lot tighter on the COVID side, a lot tighter. And this is by design.
Yeah, and this is what people are waking up to and realizing, that this is exactly as you said, Adam, this is by design.
Yes. Well, think about this. The president, President Biden, wants to pay out up to $450,000 per illegal. But if you die of the COVID vaccine, the maximum payout is $370,000. There's only 53 cases. On the self-reported side, there's up to 17,000. And the rules are very strict for payout. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Well, the fact that there's only 53, I mean, of course, we don't hear any ads. If you have suffered death as a result of COVID, go to this website. But we hear all kinds of ads about being vaccinated, not to mention the fact that you say the rules are very strict and they're doing everything they can to dissuade people from exercising, you know, their civic right.
Well, exactly. And can you believe, I mean, last year, 246.9 million dollars was paid out of the federal vaccine fund to people who proved, and it's very, very difficult to get your claim through. They proved they were injured or died from a vaccine in this country. So look, this is why vaccine mandates are a bad idea. Everybody has to make a decision whether or not they want to be vaccinated or not and what the risks are to them based on their own personal profile. And that's what we call good medicine. As you and I have talked before, Bill, if you're unvaccinated, have caught COVID and have beat it, your blood is very valuable. They're paying up to $800,000. I'm sorry, up to $800 per blood draw because they need your blood to make the antibody serum that helps people recover from COVID.
Exactly. Well, and you know, that's the part that makes sense. The other stuff, again, you know, we hear so little about that because there's not, you know, we don't hear any ads or any promotion for people's blood and people who are naturally immune, not to mention the fact that, you know, we're getting very little studies and, you know, shockingly, we heard something, you know, from the CDC finally over the weekend that, you know, this needs to be considered. But boy, man, as soon as they said it, they you know, in typical political form and fashion, they tapped that down really quick, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. I mean, Operation Warp Speed was amazing. They came out with this vaccine very, very quickly. You know, it's, you know, the United States against this pandemic is holding up very well now versus the rest of the world. And, you know, they just can't be honest as people exercise freedom and liberty to make their own choices. I mean, what is it with this government trying to control every facet of our lives?
Well, it's an attack on our constitutional rights, everything that has to do with the Constitution and our founding. This is what, you know, the Marxists, Black Lives Matter, and we all have to realize these antithetical forces that are coming at us. And we keep trying to give them, you know, a lot of space and grace and say, no, you know, those talking heads, they don't know what they're talking about. All you got to do is look at the fruit of their policy. And, you know, and as you start to connect the dots, it becomes quite obvious what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring this country to its knees, ladies and gentlemen. And this is why we, the people, need to fight back. We've got more from Adam Andrzejewski after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on Trundle Bits.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is...
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, we're so grateful for Adam Andrzejewski for opening up the books and telling it like it is. I mean, it's no wonder that President Biden's polling numbers continue to plummet because it's that old story. You know, what are you going to believe? What's in your pocketbook, or I should say what's missing out of your pocketbook or your lying eyes? Well, it's becoming so obvious that, say whatever you want to say. But the level of competency or lack of competency of this government led by Joe Biden is so questionable at every turn. And here we are around the corner, Adam, from Thanksgiving, which will probably say, analysts are saying that this will probably be the most expensive Thanksgiving that we have experienced in decades.
Well, the price of gas in Illinois, we're based in Illinois, is the Super Bowl of corruption. But the price of a gallon of gas is more than double over the course of just the past 12 months. It's absolutely incredible.
Well, and you think about everyday Americans that this hits so severely, especially those that are, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck anyway. And, you know, where you could fill your gas tank with, you know, $40, now it's approximating $100 every time you go to the gas tank. I mean, that's very painful. And people aren't probably even filling up anymore. They're probably just saying, okay, get me to a half tank or something just in order to, you know, and hopefully most of the roads leading to grandma's house this Thanksgiving are downhill that I can put it in neutral and conserve on gasoline usage, you know?
Well, I can't even get a full tank of gas on $100 anymore, which is pretty incredible. So last year, a friend of mine took a picture on November 10th of 2020, right after the election, and gas was $1.70 a gallon here in Illinois. Today, I'm filling up for over $3.65, $3.70 a gallon. So it's more than doubled just in 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there's, having been born and raised in California, I'm based in Florida these days, and a friend sent me a picture of one of the gas tanks over $7 a gallon, Adam.
Huh.
It's just disgusting. And I think Joe Biden the other day had quoted, saying about $4.60. So somewhere between $4.60, $7 in California gas prices. And so there's a lot of pain out there. And meanwhile, our government is looking for new ways to spend more money. They keep chasing windmills here like a drunken Don Quixote. And the waste continues to abound. Normally, you report to us on the waste of the week. What do you got up your sleeve this time?
So outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, his hatred of Trump will cost New York taxpayers $30 million. So he wanted to remove President Donald Trump's name from all city property. As Eric Trump put it, New York's being overrun by crime and homelessness, and people are fleeing in record numbers. Yet de Blasio is using $30 million of taxpayer money to sell political scores. He took away the on the Woolman ice rink. He took the Trump management of that off. The price went up from $94 for a family of four to $109 for a family of four. And then on the golf course, Trump had a 13 years to go on his contract. So de Blasio was determined to kick the Trump organization off the golf course and end that contract early. Even the comptroller of New York, Scott Stringer, and the Bronx borough president, Ruben Diaz Jr., they're both Democrats, both residents, and they objected to this decision.
You know, and the thing is, like you said, because of the hatred of Donald Trump, I mean, when you think about what this president did, you know, for this country in 4 years, what he could have done, Adam, had there been just a little bit of cooperation. But the resistance of the Democratic Party and those like de Blasio cost our country so much money. Could you imagine what our GDP could have risen if there'd just been a little bit of cooperation? But no, see, this is what makes politics so ugly and why more and more Americans are trying to distance themselves. They just don't want to be involved anymore because it's dirty, it's cumbersome, it's unfulfilling, it's destructive. I mean, and this is where politics is today, that we've become a two-party nation, sadly, and hopefully, God, we could only hope that maybe somehow our country might be able to, you know, find some gratitude and thanksgiving this holiday weekend, that maybe we could get, beyond some of this insanity. What do you think?
Well, Trump was the only guy standing in the way of what two parties, their grand plan and vision for how to tie this country up and constrict civil liberty in this country and make it in the socialist Marxist way that we see unfolding in Democratic policy today. He was the only guy from the outside that could stand up to both parties, and he did. And the reason they went after him so hard and continue to do so is because they really want you. He's just the guy standing in the way.
Exactly. Just like the rest of the world and the rest of the communists want America and our Constitution and our love for freedom is standing in the way. Same thing, right?
Yeah. Now, that said, Trump needs to get some personal discipline. I don't think it's going to happen. I think you have to take fault with everything else. And that's the trick, right? I mean,
right.
I don't like the personal carriage.
Yes. No, I agree, and this is the challenge that Republicans will have come 2024, is can they find somebody with the passion of Donald Trump, but maybe with some charm of Ron DeSantis? And I don't know if we can find, you know, that proper fit, although, you know, overall, the Republican Party, as they demonstrated in the 2016, you know, primaries, is they got a deep bench. They've got a lot of talent. But when you've got a figure like Donald Trump, as strong as as strong a character as he is, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to overcome. And I don't know that Donald Trump has it within himself. And it's not even so much himself as much as the narrative that's presented about him. You know, I wrote an article, you know, several months back, even before the elections, you know, who told you to hate Trump? And, you know, the media, they have castigated him in such a way, social media at every turn, others have maligned this man, and we're all worthy of being maligned. Nobody is perfect, but you know, I think most Americans would agree with the results that a businessman, a true chief executive officer, what he brought, you know, to the government and the opportunity that could have been had there been some cooperation. But politics being what it is, it's nasty.
And it's nasty and debilitating, and this is what we're dealing with. And so it's up to the hearts of the American people. If the hearts of the American people, you know, can change as well and elect people into office and hold these people accountable in much the same way that they're doing right now and they have been doing in Virginia on these school boards. I mean, look what's happening, Adam. A lot of these schools now, I think there's up to 10 now, 10 schools that are disassociating themselves from, you know, this national school union, because they don't believe in CRT and they don't believe in what they're in, how they're representing the unions, the teachers, against the families. You know,
well, 12 states have actually disassociated themselves from the National Association of School Boards. The National Association of School Boards, they take every single year about $20 million at taxpayer expense, because what they do is they charge very hefty 4- and 5-figure dues to school districts across the country to be a quote-unquote member of this National Association of School Boards. And then they turned around and wrote this terrible letter and participated in what looks to be a conspiracy to sic the FBI on parents at school board meetings. I mean, our tax dollars being recycled and laundered back into this.
Don't you love that? That it's our tax dollars being used against us? But see, this is what politics has done. Is time and again, they find a way to get into the treasury and use our money to come after us. I mean, it's endless, and it happens at every turn. It's been happening, you know, with the political prisoners that we have in jail, and many of them still in solitary confinement, Adam. And this is at our expense. I mean, everyday citizens that that people want to insist was, you know, that was this great insurrection. I mean, this is an overstatement. As one person said, if this was an insurrection, this is the worst insurrection that anybody could have ever planned.
Well, you know, most insurrections are at the ballot box. Think of who the voters in California are electing as their controller, the state's top financial officer. Her name is Betty Yee. And, Bill, you know, we filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the line-by-line spending in the state of California with the controller, Betty Yee. She rejected it. She said, incredibly, she couldn't locate any of the $50 million payments she made last year. But here's what I want to call special attention to in our lawsuit. She has said in court filings, official court filings, quote, in order to produce checkbook level data as requested, our staff would need to manually review an estimated 50 million transactions. Now, A, no one believes in the electronic age, the state that houses Silicon Valley, that you have to manually go through 50 million transactions. But here's the next one, and this is so important for today's conversation. The public interest is served by not disclosing the requested records and data, which clearly outweighs the public interest in disclosure. As such, the comptroller's office is relieved of any obligation to produce the requested records. So do we have a representative republic if the representatives get to hide all the transactions from the people and claim it's for our own good?
It's going to hurt you more than it hurts me, Adam. How often did we hear that, right?
Again, you can't make it up.
Well, you know, this is the deal with the twisted reasoning of political figures. I mean, this is why I keep saying, boy, if Will Rogers lived at this time, I mean, he would just, it would just be an endless line of one-liners of satire targeted at these knuckleheads. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And they say this with a straight face. That's the thing. It's just really,
you're in court.
Yeah, you're embarrassed for them, you know. You can't handle it, so we'll just be embarrassed for you. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. Thank you, Adam.
Food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime.